This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Jeffco weighs a 2026 mill levy override as enrollment falls and reserves drain. Former school board director Susan Miller, speaking on The Kim Monson Show, says taxpayers should demand outcomes, tied accountability before approving a new operating tax for a district closing schools and facing a $60 million structural deficit. Jefferson County Public Schools is weighing whether to ask voters in November 2026 for a mill levy override, an additional operating tax on top of property assessments already pressured by Colorado's reassessment cycle. The district has not committed to the ballot question, but a former Jefferson County School Board director says it owes voters something more than a request for cash. The mill levy override is basically an ask of the community to support certain programs or certain expenses or operating expenses, Susan Miller said on The Kim Monson Show. An MLO goes into the operating revenues of the district, and you cannot bind a future board on how those dollars are going to be used. Miller, who represented District 4 on the Jeffco Board of Education from 2019 to 2023 and now advises school districts on enrollment and facility planning, brought a finance-side critique to the broadcast. Her argument, a district drawing down reserves, losing students, and locked into compounding compensation increases, cannot continue on this trajectory, and a new tax without measurable accountability will not fix the structural problem. The district's fiscal year 2025-26 adopted budget, signed by Chief Financial Officer Brenna Copeland, projects $1.2022 billion in general fund expenditures and $1.348 billion in total all funds spending. Miller described the organization on air as a $1.4 billion organization approximately, a fair roundup of the all funds figure, once capital, grants, food service, and debt service are added to operations. The district faces a $60 million structural deficit for the 2026-27 school year, according to Colorado Politics. The budget reduction blueprint presented to the board calls for $45 million in spending cuts, plus $15 million in new revenue. The new revenue piece is what would require voter approval of an MLO reserves are dropping fast. The fiscal year 26 budget plans to draw approximately $39.4 million from the general fund balance, cutting reserves from $175 million to $135.6 million by year end. Chalkbeat, Colorado reported in October 2024 that without major changes, the district likely would not have enough reserves to draw from as soon as fall 2026. For the past 6 years, including this year coming up, we'll see almost a 60% increase in compensation, Miller said, attributing the figure to step and lane movement plus annual cost of living adjustments. The fiscal year 26 budget cites compensation adjustments, including benefit cost increases, step or step equivalent in lane movement, and a 2.5% COLU, and the district has called the increases hard-earned and overdue. The district does not publish a six-year cumulative percentage. The 60% figure is Miller's count from her years on the board's finance side. What is verifiable is the share of the budget consumed by people. Board President Mary Parker, quoted in the same Chalkbeat report, put salaries at 87% of the budget. Miller's 85% reflects the district's earlier stated number. That share matters because enrollment is moving the wrong direction. Miller said the district serves about 76,000 children. The fiscal year 26 budget puts the figure at approximately 75,000 pre-K-12 students. Colorado Politics reported, in coverage of the November 13 board meeting where Superintendent Tracy Dorland discussed enrollment pressures, that the district has lost roughly 4,259 students, or about 5%, over the last 4 years. Miller said the district closed 23 schools about 4 years ago. The record is narrower. The Jeffco board voted in November 2022 to close 16 elementary schools effective July 2023. The fiscal year 26 budget letter tallies cumulative consolidations since 2023 at 21 schools, 18 elementary schools, 2 K-8 schools, and the integration of Moore Middle into Pomona High School. Miller's 23 approximates the cumulative figure rather than any single round vote. That history shadows the 2026 conversation. The district's last successful operating tax was in 2018, when voters approved a $33 million MLO and a $567 million bond. The 2018 ballot promised that no revenue would go to senior district administration and committed to a Citizens Financial Oversight Advisory Committee. According to Denver Gazette reporting, Jefferson County Education Association member Michael Villanueva says the oversight committee was never formed. The same Denver Gazette report cites Colorado Department of Education data presented by the Jefferson County Education Association and JESPA, showing general administration funding rose 40% between 2023-24 and 2024-25 to roughly $57 million, while total district revenue grew only 8%. Both unions are now withholding endorsement of any 2026 MLO without binding written guarantees that funds will reach frontline educators rather than central administration. Miller pointed to a Jeffco precedent for tying tax dollars to results, a 1999 Outcomes-based MLO led by then-Superintendent Jane Hammond that conditioned continued funding on measurable student achievement targets. Tom Coyne's history of the program records that the initial year met its targets, lifting the share of students scoring advanced or proficient from 53.2% to 60.4% and triggering $10.6 million in additional fiscal year 2002-03 revenue. After Hammond was replaced in July 2002, no further targets were met and no incremental funding was triggered. Miller said current academic results do not justify a new tax. We're not seeing really any improvement in academic outcomes. The most recent state assessment data complicates that assertion. Chalkbeat reported in August 2025 that Jeffco surpassed its pre-pandemic CMAS scores, with 52.5% of students meeting or exceeding expectations in literacy and 42.8% in math, both above statewide averages. Her broader point about accountability stands: the empirical claim of no improvement is contradicted by the 2025 results. Her closing recommendation was tactical. What's the return on the investment? And that's something that we do in our homes, and we should be doing that with our schools. If the district cannot answer that with binding terms, she said, voters should be willing to say no. And now, Kim's perspective. Kim's perspective. Property taxes are climbing fast enough on their own without a new operating tax stacked on top. Jeffco residents are being asked to fund a 60% compensation run-up over 6 years, while their own paychecks have not moved anywhere near that pace. Susan Miller is right to ask the obvious question: what do taxpayers actually receive in return? A district that promised oversight in 2018 and never delivered it has not earned an open-ended ask in 2026. If the board wants this money, tie it to measurable outcomes the way Jane Hammond did in 1999, or hear the answer voters are increasingly ready to give. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.